Everyone knows this will be a difficult budget year for education in California, from kindergarten all the way up through the state universities. But no one yet knows just how difficult.
This is a problem that we at San Jose JC and other schools actually face every year. It's just that it's worse right now. The reality is we don't know what the education crisis is like. We have some idea, but we don't know the exact numbers. We're planning for option A and option B and even option C. In the middle of this, we're trying to figure out what the problem actually is and how bad it's going to be.
Michael Aparicio is the chairman of the philosophy department at Santa Rosa Junior College, where he has put together a community forum tomorrow afternoon to discuss our education crisis. Among the participants will be a Santa Rosa City School Board member, a teachers union leader, someone from the JC's administration, and the North Bay's two assemblymen.
The reason that we have these people on the panel is they're the ones who make important decisions at different stages that affect us. They're the ones who decide what the funding is and how the funding's allocated. And I think they owe it to us to explain their decisions. And I think we should seize the opportunity to question them about their decisions.
But with the state budget still in legislative limbo in Sacramento, the consequences of uncertainty are already a daily fact of life at the Santa Rosa campus and its counterparts across the state. And as Aparicio notes, one of those consequences is layoffs.
Most of the teachers at San Jose JC are on semester-by-semester contracts, and they're the ones who are most vulnerable. We already have had to turn some away where we say we no longer have courses to offer them. And the reality is that we're probably going to have to tell some very good teachers who have been teaching for a long time that we no longer have courses for you to teach. And to make it even worse, we don't always know when we're going to give them that information.
The flip side of that is fewer classes for students.
Just this week, ordinarily, San Jose JC would have opened up registration for summer. Unfortunately, we've had to delay that. We're in the middle of having to make some decisions about the summer schedule. We're going to make those decisions as quickly as possible. And we've already proposed the fall schedule, but we haven't opened up registration yet, and we might have to delay that.
At the same time, Aparicio reports, there are internal deliberations underway within the institution to choose which parts of their mission will be temporarily tabled. Determinations that will ultimately drive decisions about which students will be admitted and which ones will be shut out.
It's going to mean that some students are given preference over other students. And we already are at the point where there are students who are being turned away as they seek enrollment. And it's going to mean that even more students are going to be turned away in the future.
A recent survey found that 47% of California's higher education students could not enroll because the classes they wanted were full or not available. 41% took fewer classes than they had planned. That compares to just 28% in both categories nationwide. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.